If you're just tuning in to today's second date update, Graham is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Grace. They actually knew each other when they were younger. They used to go to church together and he saw her on the train the other day, went up and talked to her. They ended up going out to eat lunch and made plans to go out again. But before they could actually go out again, she texted him and said that she never wanted to talk to him again because she remembered who he was.
Wow.
And then she blocked his phone number. She blocked him on social media, blocked him everywhere. And Graham has no idea what he did when he was 12 years old that is causing Grace to not want to talk to him at all today. Graham, I think I figured it out for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, because I grew up in the church, right? Like, old ladies would always get mad at me for wearing a hat in church. They would say, yeah, take off your hat. And it would get really annoying. So to get them back, I would plant drugs on them and then call the police. And then they would be escorted out of church. So I'm thinking you planted drugs on an old lady to get her kicked out of church. And that was her grandma.
That must be it.
That has to be.
God, why are you even calling us? Now we figured it out. We don't need to call her anymore, Graham.
I feel comfortable saying that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
It is ridiculous, but I do feel like you must have done something to someone in her circle of people. Because if she didn't remember you initially, it's not something that you must have done to her. It must have been something where she's like, oh my God, that's the guy that did something to my sister or whatever. That sounded bad, but you know what I mean.
This could be on national TV at some point, 48 hours mystery, but I need you guys. Help me out here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure it out, okay?
Fair enough.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Grace, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Grace, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
That you sound,
how can I help you?
Super familiar with. I'm calling you today because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
You did?
Yeah. Well, because we do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. And so you went out with a dude and he has no idea what he did, but apparently you don't want to see him again.
Are you talking about Graham?
Yes, I am talking about Graham.
Okay.
He told us that you, obviously, like Jubal said, you don't want to talk to him at all anymore. Like, we understand that.
No, I really don't.
Yeah, but the question is why? Because Graham only had nice things to say about you. He said that you guys knew each other when you were kids at church, but he doesn't remember ever doing anything wrong.
Oh, really? That's what he told you?
Yeah. Yes. Like, he was honestly perplexed. Like, he has zero idea what... he even thinks that maybe you're confusing him with another person or something.
No, I'm definitely not confusing him with another person.
So do you mind telling us what he did? More specifically, so we can tell him what he did? Because he's super confused.
Wow, what a jerk. He's really denying that he did anything wrong.
I don't
we asked him a few times. And he even asked if he was, like, a bully or something when he was back... Like, I think he was, like, 12 years old. And he said no. He said he couldn't think of anything.
He said no to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he mean to you when you were little and he just doesn't remember?
He basically ruined my life.
Whoa.
How?
That's pretty dramatic.
You know what? It's more like traumatic. Like, I'm traumatized.
What? Oh, my God.
What happened?
So we're in choir.
Uh-huh.
And we're singing our hymns. And I was given a solo. And I delivered it. And I hit the note. And it was beautiful. And it rang through the church, and then it was punctuated by the loudest fart I have ever heard in my entire life.
The loudest fart?
Really?
Was that...
Everybody was laughing. You're laughing at me, too.
It's funny.
I'm not laughing at you. You farted during your solo?
No, not me. Graham.
They think you farted.
So he farted loudly.
And everybody started laughing. Yeah.
But why would that ruin your life?
Because it was so embarrassing that I had to quit the choir. Like, I couldn't sing anymore with anybody. Oh. And I used to love to sing. All I can remember is looking down in the pews and Graham sitting there laughing his face off while he was ruining my life.
You sound like still really upset about this fart. Like, you can't find humor in it, what, 15 years later?
Yeah.
I'm an accountant now. I don't find humor in anything.
At least you're honest about that.
I think he did it on purpose.
Really?
Honestly. He and his friends were all laughing about it like it was planned. Like, he meant
really?
To do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you obviously have never forgiven him for that.
No, and he never even apologized.
I don't think he even remembers that that happened.
Well, he wouldn't, would he? You don't always remember when you ruin somebody's life.
That's true.
That's what they say.
Yeah, people have told me that all the time. Like, oh, I have no idea.
That's really sad.
Well, Grace, I hesitate to tell you this because I think it's going to make you angry, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Graham is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Graham, do
are you
not
laughing,
laugh.
Graham?
What
Graham?
Are you doing, dude?
I'm so sorry.
Graham.
Hi, Grace.
Why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because we had a good time. I'm sorry that I'm laughing now, first and foremost. That was not me. I did not do that. That was my buddy, Augie. He was sitting right next to me, and I completely forgot about all of that, but I'm remembering it now.
So you remember the fart.
It was not Augie. It was you.
It was Augie. I swear to you.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter because you were laughing then at my pain, and you're laughing now at it. So why would I want to go out with somebody who is just going to make fun of me for the rest of my life?
Fair enough. Like, I get it. When you're a kid, it's easy to get traumatized about stuff like this. And everyone was laughing. It was an impressive fart, but he did it. Augie was impressive with that. Like, I don't know how he did it. Like, he could drop a fart whenever, however, all the time.
That's the way he did business.
He could change the pitch. He could change the timbre. He could change the intensity. He had the right fart for every moment.
Oh, wow. My God.
Graham, I do not think you're helping the situation right now, buddy.
All I want to do is know Augie. I just want to meet Augie now.
I keep in touch with Augie, and he's an awesome guy. I mean, he's had his fair share of troubles, but he's a good guy. And
he's a good guy. Did you not hear what I just said? He completely embarrassed me on purpose.
Grace, you cannot hold stuff against me or anybody when we were 12.
Maybe you can't, but for me, it was really traumatic. And I don't want to go out with somebody that treats people that way.
Grace, can I just ask you a question? First of all, when did you figure this out? Because when I met you on the train, I got the feeling that you didn't really remember who I was.
Honestly, I didn't remember you until I got home and I started looking through my photos, and then I saw you and it all just came flooding back. And it's like I've had to deal with this all over again. I had forgotten about it.
But if you went home after our date and you were looking at photos of me, there must have been a reason for that, right? Like we got along really well. We had a good time on the date, and all of this stuff when we were 12 years old aside, we had a great day. And I would really like to have another shot with you.
You're not any different now than you were then.
12 years old, Grace. 12.
Yeah, when you're 12 years old, it's hard not to get caught up in the thrill of a fart, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't get caught up in the thrill of it.
I know, Grace. I know that that still hurts you, but maybe this will bring some sort of closure to all of it. Like, for you to realize that they didn't do it to hurt you. They were just being immature boys. Now, that doesn't mean it's excusable, but maybe you can, like, find some forgiveness and closure.
Sure, I forgive them, but I'm not going to forget it.
Well, would you like to go on a second date with Graham? We'll pay for it.
No.
Oh. Are you sure?
Really?
I get it.
You're not willing to get to know Graham now. You're going to stick with 12-year-old Graham.
He'll be forever young in my mind.
Oh, man. You did. I will say, Graham, you did come out of that laughing right off the top. Like, maybe that wasn't the best move.
I know. But as soon as you say fart, it's funny. I still laugh at farts. Farts are funny. It's everybody farts.
Totally.
Jubal, you fart, right?
No, never.
Yeah.
Never done it. Don't know what you're talking about. I'm with Grace on this one.
I came to you for help.
Well, thank you for your time, Grace. Sorry for what happened to you in church.
I hope
and
you
And Graham,
back.
Sorry you didn't get a second date, man.
That stinks.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
It's awkward now. Yeah. This would be the perfect time for Augie to show up with a really perfect fart. Like, can you call him?